This morning, Colonel Jack McMullen, commander of the Air Force's 3rd Wing, updated the press on the investigation.
Emergency crews have worked through the night to secure the site. That work's going to continue today. We've got an interim safety team that's standing up that's going to be out there to secure data, to secure information and preserve the site. We've got another safety team that's going to come in that should be in within the next 24 hours, which will start an official safety investigation to try to determine the cause of the accident.
According to McMullen, next of kin are still being notified, and the names will not likely be released until tomorrow. He added that friends are already with local family members. Accompanying McMullen was Brigadier General Chuck Foster of the 176th Wing of the Alaska Air National Guard. He said official concern goes beyond family members.
Also, those squadron mates, of course, we tell them what we know when we know it and help them work through the grieving process, especially in the Air National Guard, but certainly true in the active duty Air Force. We've worked together for years and we become quite close. And we bring the resources, the chaplains, counselors, also to that squadron.
The C-17 crew consisted of 3 personnel from the Alaska Air National Guard and 1 on-duty Air Force member. Neither officer knew who was at the controls of the plane when it crashed moments after takeoff, a little past 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. The plane was part of the 3rd Wing and was about to perform a training demonstration for this weekend's scheduled air show. McMullen said the plane had been flown earlier that day, but not by that crew. He did not know how many Wednesday flights the plane had done. The large 4-engine cargo plane often appears in air shows. McMullen said the fate of the popular annual air show in Anchorage remains uncertain.
What's best for the wing, what's best for the community is kind of what we're looking at to try to do the right thing. Obviously, this is a huge tragedy, but at some point we're going to need to get up. We're going to need to press on and move forward. And so that's what we're thinking through as we go through this.
The 2 officers said as soon as the Air Force reaches a decision about the air show, it would notify the public. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.